Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. It also upended plans for tens of thousands of others scheduling vacations. All this dealing a massive blow to hopes that the travel industry might be able to gain back some of its massive losses from the pandemic. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. Saturday also saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has also issued a warning about travel to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, and fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th-century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said the 39-year-old asylum seeker, who has lived in France for several years, was detained Saturday for a second time. He had been held for a day, questioned, and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. The prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that was started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. After initially denying that, he could face up to 10 years in prison and $175,000 in fines. The man's lawyer said his client bitterly regretted his acts.